So we're at the statue now of Governor Ellis Arnold, and if you think in the 1940s and 50s, the struggle within the Democratic Party among the conservatives, anti-New Deal Talmadges, and the liberal was Ellis Arnold, and he was the youngest person ever elected governor, and seemed to be one who would have a long political career. But although he bested Gene Talmadge and served as governor and got the state higher educational system, the University of Georgia, reaccredited by the Southern Association of Colleges and separated out, took powers away from the governor that had given Gene Talmadge the powers that he had had. So he made the Board of Regents independent. And so he did a number of progressive things in addition to eliminating the poll tax. The argument that he made was that there were white GIs that were returning who shouldn't have to pay to vote. So it wasn't seen as a way of opening up the voting to blacks. It was thought that the white Democratic primary would continue to do its work. And once he did that, then Gene Talmadge also supported that move as well. And so, but he didn't have a long political career, but he did become a mover and shaker in the legal circles in the city, and a law firm bears his name. And so it was a member of that firm that put together the committee to erect this memorial to him that was erected here in 1997. And it's kind of fun to see him facing across the street. There's Herman Talmadge, who he had a great conflict with, because at the end of his political term, when Gene Talmadge was reelected, Ellis Arnold said that he was going to remain in office until the duly elected official took office, which was Mildred Thompson, who was lieutenant governor, who he said had the right to assume that office. And Herman Talmadge's supporters came in and took over the governor's office one night. And when he came in, he couldn't go into his office, so he set up his operation